Hello and welcome to our Thursday afternoon Q&A call. Ask a coach, get started, go deeper. My name is Annika Constantine, and I welcome everybody on behalf of the Healing Coach to our call. Today is Thursday, January 31st, 2019. It is now 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and everything on this call is being recorded. This recording is available to registered members as a download from our website, www.thehealingcoach.com/dashboard. Before we get started, I want to give our disclaimer. Today's session of the Healing Coach question and answer time is for informational and educational purposes only. What you hear from me are my opinions. The Healing Coach are not intended to diagnose or treat any physical or mental condition or their symptoms. So if you have a condition that needs medical attention, please seek out a trusted medical professional. The Healing Coach, however, deal with the issues of the heart, and it's on those spiritual issues that we will focus our attention. So the purpose of our call today is for you to ask any questions that you may have, and you can also, of course, share your experience and your successes with the Healing Codes or with any of the other modalities that we have, that Alex Lloyd has come out with, whether it be the Love Code, the Relationship Codes, Trilogy, whatever it is that you are working with. You are very welcome to ask your questions or to share your experiences. For you to ask a question, all you have to do is to hit *2 on your keypad if you're with us via the phone, or if you are with us via the web call, you can just press *2 as well, or you can press the button that says raise hand. If you are with us via the webcast, you can also submit a written question, and I will be able to see that here in our system and read that question out loud and then try to answer it to the best of my ability. All right, before we get started with the question and answer part of our call, I would like to invite everyone to a round of the Universal Healing Code that I will be guiding you in right now. You are very welcome to work on any type of issue that you have been working on, to use the Universal Healing Code that we're going to do together to address that issue. You can just tune into yourself right now and just feel whatever you feel is most important to you. You could also use our code today for any stressors that have come up today, or just for you to be able to relax more, whatever it may be. Just feel free to follow your heart in that and to just let it take you where you need to go right now. If an issue comes up, I invite you to take a moment and to evaluate that issue on a scale from 1 to 10, rate it, see how much it bothers you, so you can go back to it at a later time to see if you should address that issue with another round of the Healing Code, or if it's not bothering you anymore. That's really all it's for. You may also ask yourself, when I think of that issue, how does that make me feel? Or what type of beliefs am I experiencing in regard to that issue? That's a wonderful diagnosis as well for yourself personally, because those emotions and beliefs help us find earlier memories all the easier. So that's just really, really wonderful. And even sometimes just being aware of what we're feeling is very healing in and of itself, because we can think of the exact positive opposite of what we're feeling and choose to infuse that while we do the Healing Code, for example, or just ask for that in our prayer in the beginning, for that to be infused into us and for that to heal. So it's really, really powerful to do that and really helpful. So just ask yourself how you feel in regard to your issue. You can also rate that emotion or belief on a scale from 1 to 10. And then you can ask yourself, do I remember an earlier time in my life when I have felt the same set of emotions or even the same beliefs? And if you can, just ask yourself, what's the earliest time I remember of my entire life, of all the memories that I have of my life, what's the earliest that pops up right now? Don't do a lot of digging, just see what pops up. And if something pops up, just address that in your prayer and include it. It's part of the issue. Even if it does not logically connect to the issue at all, just trust and know that it's connected. And we just want to address that as well. All right, I'm going to give everybody a moment to say a prayer or request from your heart. Okay, and I'm going to go ahead and read the prayer from the Healing Code book. So if you would like to join in, you are very welcome to do that. And I'm going to guide you through our Universal Healing Code. While we do the Healing Code, you can just relax, or you may focus on something positive in regard to that issue or something that's not related. You can focus on a truth focus statement. You can focus on just a beautiful love picture, a loved one that you really love or that really loves you. You could focus on a vision of God or just some sort of internal image that brings you peace in this moment. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your problem or your issues, would be found, opened, and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Now relax, and we start with both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaw. Both hands, jaw. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temple. both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands jaw, both hands jaw. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. And just keep relaxing. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands jaw, both hands jaw. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Right, and you can relax your arms. You can place them over the middle of your chest, over your heart center if you want. Just take a nice deep breath. If you want, you can rate your issue again on a scale from 1 to 10. See where you are with it. And if it's not a 0 or 1 yet, you can, of course, keep working on it. Sometimes it will still budge during the course of the day, or even within a few minutes after you do a healing code, or even hours sometimes. So just kind of observe that and see where it's at for you. All right. Thank you so much for joining in. Now I would like to share a few technical details with you. So for you to ask a question, all you have to do is to press star two on your keypad, which will raise your hand in our system. I will see your hand and I will call out the last four digits of your phone number and will unmute your line, and you can ask your question, or you can, of course, if you want, share some experiences that you've had either with the Healing Codes or with another program by Dr. Alex Lloyd. So whatever you want to share is very welcome and very much appreciated, not just for myself, but especially for everybody listening in, because it really helps to just join with other people and hear what they're going through, even if it's a question or if it's something positive that's even more wonderful. So whatever it is, please do share. If you want to submit your question in written form, that's wonderful as well. You can do that by typing in your question into that little chat box you should see to your right, and just press send, and it's going to appear here in our system as well, and I'm very happy to read them out loud and answer them to the best of my ability. We do have a few callers. I do not see any hands raised. Please don't be shy. If you do have a question, I'm very happy to help. And I do not see any submitted questions. I'm just going to wait a little bit longer to see if any questions do come in. Well, it does not seem like we have any questions right now. All right. Well, in that case, I would just go ahead with another Healing Code. I would like to do a custom code today, which I'm going to be doing with you, so please feel free to join in. For those of you who have not experienced a custom code, it's actually custom guided code, since we're going to be doing it together and I'll be guiding you and testing in real time for each hand position. And I would like to just address today anything regarding love. So as you know, love is one of our Healing Codes categories. It's the fourth category. And if you are familiar with the Healing Codes, pretty much any issue that you can have can be categorized or found in one of those categories. And usually, a lot of times, obviously, we find different issues in different categories. But love is one of those categories that's really, really powerful, since if you've listened to any of Dr. Alexis Lloyd's, of Dr. Alex's teachings, you know that the opposite of fear is love, and sometimes we do not say fear, we say stress. So love is the opposite of stress, so love can actually help us heal anything negative in our lives. Because anything negative comes from some source of stress or fear. They can be used interchangeably. So love is really, really powerful. I would say it's the essence of our being. And it's the essence of all healing. It's the essence of life. It's what life is all about. So I just want to go ahead and do that with you today. And I hope it blesses you. If you want, I mean, right now you can just go alongside with it, with the code. Love, it can be many things. Obviously, the virtue of that category would be love, but it's also generosity, it's compassion, it's just just anything that goes along with love. It's self-love, it's love for other people. It's also the ability to feel loved. So it can actually really contain a lot of things. It's also the ability to be forgiving of ourselves and others, which would also be part of maybe the love category in some ways. So just ask yourself if there's anything that you recognize when you think of that big topic of love right now, what comes up for you? Obviously, also the opposite would be fear. So if you have any fear issues, that would be a wonderful category to, or a wonderful code to address that fear with. So whatever you recognize in yourself right now, anything that resonates with you, be very welcome to make that your issue right now that you would like to address. Some negative beliefs that we may hold in this category would be, I'm not lovable. That's a major one. So if that's what you identify with or what you feel sometimes, that would be a good belief to address as well. I'm just going to check quickly just to see maybe there's something. I feel like I'm forgetting something, so I'm just going to check quickly just for you to get some more ideas what you could address today. Okay. Well, yeah, it would be I'm not lovable, I am insignificant, or I'm flawed. So those are some negative beliefs that we can experience when we have some issues in that love category. It also means, what it really means is that we have memories in us that are infested basically by these unhealthy beliefs. So if you can find an early memory or an earlier time when you felt that way, you know, that's a negative memory that you can address today as we do this code together. And there's some other things that we may experience. Could be selfishness, could be lack of compassion, lack of empathy, and not being able to love yourself and others. So we also have some, for example, depression would also be part of the love category, resentment, loneliness, and even jealousy. So as you can see, there's a lot of things in there. But basically, love, you know, is the main virtue. So anything else that we experience, joy and peace and self-worth and forgiveness even, they all flow out of love. So love is really like the baseline. It's the one thing that, you know, holds it all together. So whatever comes up for you right now, please feel very welcome to address that, or just let it work on you without choosing any issue in particular, and just stay open to receiving that wonderful healing. All right. You can go ahead and say your own prayer in regard to any love issues that you may have identified, or just stay open and just ask for any love issues to be healed right now for you. So go ahead and say your prayer. Going to go ahead and say a prayer. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to any love issue, anything connected to the love category, would be found open and healed by filling us with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. All right, I'm just going to be using the regular healing codes positions right now. So no healing codes 2 is involved for anybody who does not know the healing codes yet. I mean the healing codes 2. Let's get started with both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Left hand, Adam's apple, right hand, temple. Left hand, Adam's apple, right hand, temple. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Left hand, Adam's apple, right hand, temple. Left hand, Adam's apple, right hand, temple. Just relax. You may focus on love, on healing, on a beautiful memory, whatever it is that helps you relax. And just staying open to that wonderful healing you're receiving right now. There's nothing you have to do or add. Just receive it. Left hand jaw, right hand Adam's apple. Left hand jaw, right hand Adam's apple. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Left hand temple, right hand jaw. Left hand temple, right hand jaw. Both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Left hand, Adam's apple, right hand, temple. Left hand, Adam's apple, right hand, temple. Both hands jaw, both hands jaw. And you can place both hands over the middle of your chest, over your heart center. Take another nice deep breath. Send some love to all the memories of your life, even those you have inherited. Any negative images. All right, and just relax. If you have some water handy, you can drink some water if you would like to. All right, thank you everybody for being part of this healing code. I would like to give you another opportunity to ask questions or to share your experiences if you would like. Podium is yours, so if you would like to go ahead and say something, please press star 2 on your keypad, or you can just submit a question in written form if you would like. I'm refreshing the page. I don't have any questions come in. All right, so thank you so much, everybody, for being here. Thank you for your time and for your presence and your energy that you have shared with everyone on the call today and everybody listening in at a later time with the healing codes that we did together. I hope you're blessed by them, and you can extend that blessing to those around you, to your community, your families, to your loved ones. And I wish everybody a wonderful day. We have another Q&A tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you do come up with a question that you would like to ask, you will have another opportunity today with one of my wonderful colleagues who's going to be on the call. So have a wonderful day. And God bless you. Thank you for being here. Bye-bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.
Thank you. Thank you.